Welcome to the podcast, Low Code, High Impact, brought to you by Caspio. I'm your host, Paul Quirk, Vice President of Customer Success at Caspio. Today, we'll be speaking with Ted Borley, National Operations Performance Manager at Matrix Logistics Services, a DHL-owned warehouse and distribution services provider, as he shares how their team built a warehouse management system with low code, streamlining operations and increasing employee engagement. Hey, Ted, I know you've already got a really interesting Caspio and low-code journey, so please share with everyone a little bit about yourself, your background, and the company that you work for.
Sounds good. Well, my role as National Operational Performance Manager is to provide the most efficient manner of moving product through our distribution centers. I was the senior operational manager for a while within the organization. And in that role, I had started to use Caspio to build some applications to assist in our operation. And the corporation's decision was to make this new role for me, where I work now full-time building applications within Caspio to support the operations across our five distribution centers across Canada.
Well, Teddy, I know obviously you've been a Caspio customer now for 5 years, and it's probably going to stretch your memory a little bit, but can you remember what first brought you to consider low code and what problems you're trying to solve?
Well, in a previous life before Matrix, I had used Caspio to build an application to support receiving at a major warehousing company. So when I joined the Matrix team and realized that in that operation, everything was being done with discrete spreadsheets and Microsoft Access, and visibility to leadership and to our customer of what we were doing was very difficult, had to be done through sending, spreadsheets through email, just not a way to provide real-time access to the status of what was going on in the operation. And so I, using the fact that I had used Caspio previously, I had a very good idea of how quickly I could begin to build applications, and the fact that they were web or cloud based, so I could share links to those that needed them across the organization. It was pretty clear to me that this was a solution that I could use. And with Matrix, I started with a free account because I had to do a sales job on the organization to convince them that this was something they wanted to invest in.
Yeah.
And after about 21 days, I think it was, of having an application built within the free account at Caspio, I was able to convince the organization to proceed with a full account, and we have just continued to grow from there. As a understanding of what we're doing now, we have 670 deployed data pages, and we have over 2,200 users within our network who
That's
have
amazing.
Credentials to access the applications we've built within Caspio.
Ted, can you remember, and obviously there's a lot of low-code suppliers out there in the marketplace, what made you come to Caspio? What was the deciding factor? Can you remember?
Well, there was a couple of things. One was the initial cost. So, when looking at against the competition, it just seemed that we could do this at much more reasonable cost. And if it was not going to be a successful venture, the investment, was pretty minimal. We started out on a month-to-month, so no long-term contract. The other thing was the unlimited users. The fact that I didn't need to buy a license for each person who I was going to give access to. So, those were the two main points that I was able to show my management team, as well as the fact that we could build applications that were, very useful. So,
yeah. No, it's good to hear. I know obviously you've got three accounts with us right now. So can you share with everyone a little bit about your application? What does it do and who are the end users?
Well, like I say, 672 data pages. We have many
Huge.
applications. We have a basic WMS, so a warehouse management system that handles the flow of goods through some components of our warehouse. We do use our customers' WMS, but we are integrated into that using some of our Caspio built applications. We have a full employee communication tool that allows them to book their vacations and get their vacations approved. They can book themselves to make or make themselves available for overtime, and then our management team can select people from the available pool who are, available for overtime. We have a full support portal built that enables the receiving teams on our warehouse floors to be able to communicate with the buyers whenever there is an issue on inbound product. So it's fully integrated, and it's probably one of our heaviest used applications with about 1,000 users right now between buyers and receivers communicating back and forth. We do all our labor planning. So the scheduling and planning of our labor force is done within an application we've built. So yeah, a pretty diverse group of applications. Today we're in the process of building a project or an application to manage our capital projects so that we can see step by step what projects are on the go, who's done the approval, what the costs, what the quotes are, who the vendors are, all of that, from a single application that we've built and tailored specific to our needs.
Yeah, no, it's good. And what type of benefits have you seen with working with Caspio, Ted? What would you say?
Well, visibility, I think, is one of the biggest benefits that we take an application that was in an Excel spreadsheet that you had to be in the DC looking at that specific application or that specific spreadsheet to something now that managers can look on their phone and when they're out of the office and see that everything is going the way they want it to. Our employee engagement with our employees website that are not website but applications for booking vacations and overtime, that it really has benefited the employees and increased the communication with them. Just cost saving too, in my mind, because we can be more efficient. We've got applications where we can do RF scanning into a Caspio application instead of data entry that we used to have to do. So there's just a variety of benefits that we see. But I keep coming back. I think visibility
Yeah.
and engagement of our employees are critical.
It's interesting what you're saying there, Ted, because I speak to a lot of customers, and a lot of customers say it's efficiency savings, as in a return on investment, is their biggest thing. But they're also saying some hard dollar savings as well. So it sounds like with you, it's a combination of both.
Yeah, I think it really is. There are applications out there that you could buy that
Yeah.
you would then need to tailor to, whereas with Casper, you can build it specific to your needs. And I mean, for what the costs are per application that we build, we think it's just extremely affordable, compared to canned applications that are out
Yeah.
there on the market. So.
Well, Ted, you're quite technical, aren't you? But I'm thinking for those listeners and viewers where they're not as technical, what advice would you give them if they're considering low code?
Well, let me first say that I'm not a computer programmer. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a master's degree in logistics, but building an application with Caspio is something that anybody can do. Now, I've gone out and I've taken a couple of Java courses and so forth to help me enhance things. But for the first 2 years that I was using Caspio, I used no code at all.
Yeah.
And I could build truly functional applications that supported the operation just as a non-techie. Yeah, you can get as technical as you want, and I now have a team, and I have people on that team that are, that have a programming background, and they're making some of our applications do things I never thought possible.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be technical. You can make that application do the job you need, straight out of the box, as you'd say. No programming background whatsoever.
It's interesting what you say there, Ted, because I speak to a lot of customers, and some of the customers are very technical and they're great. Off they go and build their own application. So then there's some customers have no technical background, but they watch the tutorials and things like that that we have on the website, and they build their own application again themselves. Then we have some customers that actually it's a really complex application, and they want some of our experts in-house, our professional services team, to support them to build the application, to build it faster as well. So it's interesting to see the different requirements from customers. And I think from what I see when I talk to customers and get feedback from them, having that expert team available to support them as and when needed, and the tutorials for those customers that still want to build it themselves but are not very technically minded, it's kind of having that flexibility, which is a lot of customers see a lot of value in.
Oh, absolutely. And I have to say that the support that we've received from your technical team and your support team has been very, very helpful. We've never used your services to build an application for us, but at the same time, when we run into really difficult not programming, but difficult aspects to getting the application to work, we found your team to be very helpful, pointing us in the right direction, giving us some ideas. You've also got a support base out there of other users, and that has been very helpful as well. That you can reach out and get ideas on how to solve problems from that network or that customer base that you already have. So we've been extremely happy with the support that we've gotten. We find responses to be very fast. Example, a couple of times we've had problems where somebody has inadvertently deleted a bunch of data on us, and within a matter of minutes, really, we've got those tables resupplied to us, rebuilt for us by your team. So, like I said, we couldn't be any happier with the support we've received from Castfield.
No, it's great to hear that, Ted. And obviously, I know you and I, we've seen some communications about adding webhooks and one of our new features to your one of your current plans. So I know we're in the process of setting that up for you. But I'm just thinking about longer term. How do you envisage really Caspio and low code helping you in the future?
Well, our organization had a national convention earlier in the year, specifically to deal with digitalization. And the key coming out of that was, yes, we've got great applications that are available from our customer. We've got applications available from our own organization. But where we really see Caspio coming in is the integration of all those various applications, and then building in applications where the others aren't, where we don't have another solution. So we see a continued growth in the number of data pages deployed, applications that we build. We have no plans to make any changes to our usage of Caspio as a key component of our digital environment, our work environment.
Well, Ted, I hope like you will be a customer for like 26 years, like your customer. So hopefully we can continue to work very closely with you and continue to see continuous improvement in everything that we do to make sure you're a longer term customer as well. So all I want to say is thank you very much for your business. We really do appreciate it, Ted. Thank you for sharing your low code journey with everyone. And I'm sure a lot of people find this very much interesting, and hopefully it'll inspire them to dip their toe into the water of low code. Thank you, Ted.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Take care.
To get more information about our low code platform, please visit caspio.com and visit our YouTube channel to learn more. Bye for now.